sunshine when she.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Hopefully, this is not.
Sunshine when she's gone.
Hopefully, this is not the song playing for the Dolphins early on in the season.
She goes away. You got to hit the part. You ready? I know.
Welcome back, guys. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. It's day one of the Open Championship, Leroy. We want to hit that scoreboard?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me re...
It just went to break. Damn it.
Who went to break? No, I got
the,
it.
The Open Championship. The Open Championship just went to break.
Hold on.
As we got day one from the...
All right. Here we go. Who? Hoitung Lee.
Oh.
Is at the top of the leaderboard with Matthew Fitzpatrick, Jacob Skov Olsen, are all at four under. You know how you are with Saddam.
That one got me too.
Saddam.
S-A-D-O-M.
Saddam. Oh, Saddam.
That's probably
is
he,
it Q? That's
probably how he wants it too.
Hold on. I can't even do that. He's at three under. Lucas Glover, under. Harris English, three under. These are the old heads.
Saddam is from Thailand.
All right. Tyrell Hatton, he's got a little, what's his name in him?
Brother?
Wyndham Clark.
Oh, he's a hothead?
Ooh, Tyrell Hatton. Except he plays good, but he's still mad all the time.
He's on Liv, isn't he? Liv? I feel like I remember that name from Doral.
Christian Bezudenhout.
It's okay.
No, that's it. It's close.
That was close.
He's at three under. Scottie Scheffler's at three under. Dumb for the day.
Scottie.
Maverick McNeely. Aaron Rye. You'll know Aaron Rye when you see him. He plays with two gloves.
Why?
He has two black gloves. Yep.
Victor Hovland, two under.
Matthew Jordan. Yep. Lee West. Sergio.
Oh, hello, Sergio.
Nikolai Højgaard.
Oh, Saddam. There he goes. Finishes.
He's at two under. Rasmuth is his brother, twin brother. Angel Hidalgo, Shane Lowry, shot a little 70. John Rahm, 70. Justin Leonard is one under. He's 50. Phil Mickelson shot one under.
Saddam Kewakanhana.
Yeah, that's a big word for me, dog. Let me see.
He is not.
Rory is at one under through six, which is pretty good since he bogeyed the first hole.
His best finish ever in a major is tied for 11th in the 2022 Open Championship.
Who's this?
This is Saddam.
Really?
He was cut. He does not play in the Masters of the U.S. Open, and he did not make the cut of the PGA twice.
Let's look at some. Justin Thomas is at even par. Oh, Xander. Finished off at even par. One of our guys. Let's see.
Shuffle.
Let me look through.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Listening to Tobin make fun of these golf names,
mm-hmm.
They do sound pretentious, bro. Like Wyndham.
Wyndham.
Yeah, Keegan.
Yeah. Sepp Straka finished one over. Still in it.
It was like the Dolphins yesterday. They had the Yale boy become their run coordinator. I think his name was Chandler. I'm like, that sounds like Yale.
I heard you say that.
It does, dude. It's like,
let's see. Oh wow, Francesco Molinari.
Oh,
he's got a brother that's in it too. I forgot his brother's name.
Big putt for Rory.
Bryson.
Ooh, he didn't know. Was that for birdie or for par?
That's a repeat. Birdie. That's a repeat, I think.
Is it?
No, I don't know if that's a repeat.
It says live in the
that
corner.
That looks live.
Okay. All right.
That was a good putt.
No, see, they're showing
replay. He's going for a birdie
I saw him make. I saw him make that putt.
Why are we arguing with the golfer? He just birdied again.
No, that's not recent. He's one under.
Yeah, we just saw it. Yeah.
J.J. Spahn, the U.S. Open champ.
Mm-hmm.
He's two over. Oh, man, this is a big upset here. Ludwig, he's two over.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. DJ Dustin Johnson, 2 over, finished. Another guy who I always usually pick, Tommy Fleetwood, 2 over through 6.
Losing in a landslide.
Let me see, who am I looking for? Let me see any names. Brooks Koepka.
I think you've literally read the entire roster.
He did. He's pretty much read.
I think you've read the entire
roster. There's 156 guys. I'm reading the guys we know.
You've read at least one.
You want to know what Brooks Koepka's doing?
Sure.
4 over.
Aaron Ekblad.
Aaron Ekblad's laughing.
He's with the Stanley Cup.
He really hasn't been the same since he's done that.
Wyndham Clark. 5 over.
Somebody calm him down.
Wyndham.
I'm looking for our other guy.
Sep?
Russell Henley.
Oh. Other news, Ira Winderman reports that the Miami Heat were among the teams in attendance for Victor Oladipo's workout this week.
You know how I feel about him.
You love Victor Oladipo.
I love him.
Hasn't played in 2 years. Got hurt in that Bucks series.
That's all right. Guess what? He gave us 7 minutes of some of the best basketball we've ever seen.
Would you rather get that roster spot, Dame or Victor Oladipo?
Wait a minute, time out.
Dame, dude.
You still going crazy over 7 minutes?
Yeah.
That would be like a girl saying she went crazy. Hey, she's still wearing minutes in the 7 minutes.
It was a great 7 minutes. So you'd rather
that
have Dame?
That would be like us. Come on, man.
Dame's
not playing this year, though.
I know.
Vic's ready to go. It's a sign and stash.
You know.
Okay. I was surprised. I thought you would say Vic.
You know how crazy it is? Look at how you went crazy for Oladipo, who hasn't played for 2 years. But if I talk about a certain quarterback from another sport who had an Achilles heel injury.
He loves Victor Oladipo.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That's what I'm saying. It goes by your preference and who you like.
No, here's the deal.
As well.
I've always been a fan of Victor Oladipo, how he handles himself, his story. He's just a cool dude. So, listen. There's not many guys I get excited about
You've loved Victor Oladipo since the start.
Even before.
Since Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when he got.
Indiana, when he was helping Miami Heat off the floor and saying, please bring me there, please.
Right.
That dude wanted to be on the Heat so
check
bad.
This out. Vlad. The first thing
I'm talking
about
Indiana. He didn't.
I don't think he believed me. Because I think, it's radio mumble jumbo. When I told him, you're one of my favorite players.
Victor Oladipo posted on X, he said, I feel so great right now, better than I felt in the last 7 years in mind, body, and soul. I know I am a fighter. I know I am a warrior. I've seen every lens this game and league has to offer. I know I can help any team in any role win in any way. I also know that people want to see me succeed in this game and play at the highest level again. My injuries are behind me, and it will never happen again. I am at peace with that and my past. I'm ready to build a present and future. I want what?
I need a 20-second timeout.
You're gonna interrupt his beautiful tweet?
Yes.
Vlad!
Yes, I'm gonna tell you.
I'm gonna come over there and fight you.
You can fight me.
Okay.
Don't tell me it's never gonna happen again.
No, that's yeah.
That's why.
That's what happens when you have a positive mind.
No, because then if it happens again, guess what? You said that. You wrote that. I read it.
You think he's gonna get freezing cold taked?
Just say he didn't have to put that part. Everything was going so well. It was eloquent. It was beautiful. I loved it. But when you say it's never going to happen again, unless you found some secret weapon where you don't get injured, you might want to share with some of your other players like Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis
and
others.
One of those things he's
because you can't say something that we all know in sports. It's going
to
happen.
Well, I know when we talked to him the first time he had that injury when he got hurt in a dunk on 2021, and he had the strip mall doctor do his quad. And she was like, I walked out of – every time I got out of bed, I felt off balance. So maybe he found a good doctor now.
Yeah.
He says, I want to share my journey and my story and give back to the people because without them there would be no Victor Oladipo. I want to show the world that even in the darkest of places, during the darkest of times – the light in you can lead to the brightest destinations.
Wow.
All right, there you go. Victor Oladipo.
I'm rooting for him, man. I'm rooting for him.
I am too.
I'm rooting for him. I just would have taken that comment out.
Who wouldn't take a chance on him, though? Someone's got to take a chance on him. Who doesn't want, if he, now I don't know, I guess with the Patel, I don't know what kind of hounding defender he is anymore, But man, I mean,
you said it. If you can get him on the cheap skis,
on the cheap skis,
and he's at least 65-75% of old Victor Oladipo.
Correct.
That's not bad.
Correct.
So, wishing Vic the best.
Yes, I am.
The Miami Heat also posted yesterday Andrew Wiggins working out of their facility. So, as Spo said, he has arrived and that he is you know, getting ready, geared up for the season. If you guys missed it, Bradley Beal yesterday signed with the Clippers after doing a buyout with the Suns, who, oof, I bet they regret that trade.
Wow, speaking of Miami Heat.
Hmm?
Asia went off yesterday.
Did she really?
Yeah,
she
had 37.
She has the most 20-point halves. Like, she scored the most 20-point halves in WNBA history.
Yeah, she's good.
She's real good.
She's good.
Stealing all those Bam's items has really helped her game.
Again, oh, you know, you probably got worse when he was in Greece, too.
Oh, she definitely ransacked oh, come on. Like, all the hoodies. He said his do-rags are done. Like, his do-rag collection is all done.
You know, he probably, like, tells her, he goes, like, he's like, wait, don't you guys have, like, an equipment manager? You guys don't have plenty of gear?
Don't you understand? Come on,
Toby. And he's like, no, it's better if I just take it from you.
Toby, how long have you been married?
Dude, you want to know what, I'll tell you what's worse, Vlad. Not only the marriage, now my daughter's at the age where she's stealing my sweatshirts now, too.
That's it.
I'm like, what is this?
That is that is common in every family.
Taking my socks? Socks! Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's your kids. Your girl will tell you, I just want your, oh, you smell. No, you don't. You just, so no, you
like,
just want.
You like thieving.
That's it. You're a klepto.
Speaking of the Heat, some interesting things yesterday said in regards to them being up to something. Tell you about that next. Hey, Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the show. The Heat, they're back in Summer League action today at 4 o'clock from lovely Las Vegas. A couple more games there for Coach Glass and the boys. Pella's off to Sweden. He's Swedish Dwayne Wade. Too much?
Too much.
How long?
I would say
Swedish Dwayne Wade. You know, he's not Dwayne Wade, but he is the Dwayne Wade of Sweden. Got to the first.
I would say he's close with Goran.
Oh, why is that?
Hmm?
I said, why is that?
Just the way he plays.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you...
No. Just, you know, that's fine. You
come on.
Your comparison.
Like, he ain't a mid-range professional.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well, what are you doing?
Why
are
you... See?
What? I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Just interesting.
Okay. How'd it be another Euro? I didn't call him an intangible.
I mean, I would say if I was, say, somebody on the team who plays like Goran, like I see flashes of Goran with Jakachonis. I'm like, oh, he's got that spin move, the little in shoulder, finishing at the rim. Like, I see a lot of Goran in Jakachonis. I don't necessarily see that with Pella.
I'm just talking about the effort and the hustle.
Mm, are you?
Yeah.
What are other names for that?
Intangible.
There's no other word.
There's no other word. When somebody says, right, that he does a lot of the things that don't show up on the stat sheet,
mm-hmm.
you are basically describing intangibles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I would agree. He is an intangibles player. I'm just saying.
But what happens when a brother is the intangible player?
Well, I mean.
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Well, we've gotten far.
We have some. Like,
we have some.
Haywood Highsmith.
That's an intangible.
Davion.
UD.
Davion.
Intangibles.
Davion Mitchell,
He's known as a defender more than a scorer, but he'll light you up every now and then.
Speaking of intangibles.
I mean, Davion needs a lot of room to shoot a three.
An intangible who wasn't necessarily intangibles? Mike Miller.
Mike Miller always could shoot, though.
He could always shoot. He was very skilled guard.
Yeah, you have a weapon.
He was kind of...
He had a super weapon. It's intangible to me is like when you don't have a super weapon, so you got to rely on grit.
Mm. Oh, heart. Grit. Grit is an intangible.
Yeah. That's the intangible.
Grit.
That's
grit.
The first person. That's the first quality
when,
in
intangible. When you explain a professional athlete or just an athlete in general, and you use terms that don't mean scoring or yards or points... Right? That's an intangible.
What's the difference between grit and motor?
No, very similar. Mm. Grit is when you slap your hands on the floor.
Dig
talking
in.
About I'm getting ready to play some D.
Right.
Right? That's grit. Motor is when you all over the place. Like you diving at balls.
No, I would think that'd be the other way. I thought it's like if you have grit, it's the guy that's like diving for the ball, like scrapping, going for loose balls and everything. A guy that just has a motor is a guy that just never gets tired to me.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like he just never gets tired. He's always running back.
He's always redlining it.
Right, but the guy, the grit, because you know he's the one that throws the ball off the defender's leg, goes out of bounds. It's like trying to get them amped, almost like a Bobby Hurley.
Kentucky Finn says Mike Miller forever has got a barbecue invite. Mike Miller you get that?
Yeah.
UD's best friend. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Miller was on his podcast, The OGs, with Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, they were kind of just riffing. No guests. They were just riffing on Summer League and talking about some of the moves. And Mike Miller said something that was like, kind of made you go, I was talking about the Norman Powell move, right? They were talking about who they like in the East. And of course, Udonis hasn't picked the Heat, and that's why we love him. Mike Miller, also biased, took the Orlando Magic because he reps Paolo Banchero. He's a super agent now.
Hey, but guess what? That dude's good.
He is very good.
He's very good.
And Mike Miller said, we don't hear enough about Norman Powell. Norman Powell has never been a sexy name. He's an awesome basketball player. I still don't believe, even with that move, and the Miami Heat can hate me, I still don't believe it moves the needle for a championship, said Miller. But I do know, but what I do know is Coach Riley's not done. And I was like, oh? What does he know? What does he know?
I would say this. It's almost like they've put all the pieces around and all of the help to interject a superstar.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Agreed. But it feels like Mike Miller, hanging out in Vegas with Udonis Haslam all the time, and you know UD's on the ins, and Mike Miller's on the agent side of things, and also has Heat ins. Feels like an odd thing to just throw out there, you know? Like if I didn't know anything, or I didn't want to know like I knew anything, I would just say, I hope Pat Riley's not done. But he said specifically Pat Riley's not done, which makes me feel like he knows something's in the works.
Oh, so boy.
What could it be? Could it be?
You can't get mad at me.
Leroy, that's a logical leap to make.
Leroy, let's have fun. Because you know what? Starting next week.
No, Leroy. Because he gets carried away.
Let him get carried away because starting next week, it's going to be all about training camp. And that's going to be, you know what I'm saying? After a while, we just had that discussion. We don't want to hear about, wide receiver number 5 has a chance to make, you know, the Dolphins roster or whatever like that. Let's entertain his dreams or his thoughts of who the Miami Heat might be possibly targeting. As Tobin would like to say, which whale will they be hunting?
I don't know. It's a great question, Vlad. I don't know.
Which whale is available?
I don't know.
There is a whale that's available that we've been talking about this country called Greece for like the last week or so.
Greek freak.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know who loves probably wants to stay in Milwaukee. Oh, look, a bird. Yeah, he really sold that one. I don't know, dude. I don't know what Mike Miller knows. But he sounds like he knows something. Dude. He sounds like he knows something.
Well, he's an agent, right?
He's an agent.
You know, know what I would like to do?
Agents do talk.
I would like to put a shock collar around you.
Why?
Because every time you start reading way too much into stuff, I just want to hear.
How did I read too much into it? I literally, that's all he said. He said, Coach Riley's not done. Why would you say that if you didn't know something?
Leroy. Who would know more? Him or UD?
Mike Miller.
UD would know more.
Okay.
But they're BFFs, and UD obviously can't say something because you want to know why? He's an executive. So what do? You let your agent with a big mouth say something.
Of course he knows something's going on. He's an agent. He's a former Heat player, and he's doing a show alongside.
You know who else he represents?
Who?
Ja Morant.
Ja Morant.
There we go.
I don't want Ja.
Whether you want him or not, that's not the question here.
Ja moves the needle as far as excitement.
Yeah, dunks.
But does he move the needle as far as competing for a championship?
Well, I think his agent would say yes.
I would say yes.
I would say his agent
would
say yes.
You would say
yes? Yes, I would.
Okay.
You have a guy, last 2 minutes of a game, you have a Ja Morant and a Tyler Hero backcourt.
I don't like this.
With no defense being played?
Well, you have Bam, you have Khalil, and you have Wiggy.
Yep.
But if you have those two, did you see what Ja Morant did against the Heat last season?
Did I see it? I saw every buzzer beater loss. It was terrible.
Yeah. That guy was amazing towards the end of the game.
Called Khalil a pigeon.
Yes, that's what he did. Yeah, called the rookie a pigeon.
Khalil Ware called it a lucky shot. Yeah. Afterwards, he was not happy.
Yeah.
Dade Sow says, Tobin has a surplus of snake oil. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Jeez.
I don't like that.
Surplus?
I don't like that. Well, okay. What about this? If you thought Mike Miller was the only one to think Pat Riley's up to something, you'd be wrong. You want to know who else says it?
Here. Vlad, here's the portion of the story where Tobin will listen to anyone, even somebody he hates, if that guy says something.
I don't hate this guy.
That makes him feel good.
I don't hate this guy.
Okay, go.
His name is Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh.
Right.
He's giving you players. It's not like
I'm not giving you bums.
He's not giving you NBA sensors.
I'm giving you Miami Heat champions.
He's not giving you scams, Sharnia.
Yep. Okay, go. What did he say?
All right, so he did an interview with Forbes magazine.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's big.
And, you know, he said, the Heat have always been an organization where they do great things and take pride in being in shape and playing defense. Norman Powell definitely gives them a lift, but I still need for them to have major impact. They think they need a big star.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing too crazy there. They got all the pieces.
Like I just said that just now.
You did, but you're not Shaq, respectfully. They did. He says they got all the pieces.
Now all of a sudden we listening to Shaq.
Just about basketball?
Hey, can we hear him out? Let's just hear him out.
We listen to Shaq every night, Tuesday and Thursday.
Can we hear him out? He said they got all the pieces. They just need a closer, a big-time closer. I don't know what it is, but they're always going to compete, and they're always going to make a run for players. When you're talking about Miami Heat culture, the culture which I helped create, it's all about championships. Do they have enough to win championships? No, not at all. But if you get them a closer, then we'll start talking championships. So Forbes then writes, Pat Riley, one of basketball's biggest legends, won 3 championships with the Heat, 4 championships prior as head coach of the Lakers, and one as a player. Quote from Shaquille O'Neal, quote, that's all he cares about. He don't care about winning. He cares about winning championships. If he doesn't win the championships, heads will roll. When asked about who those possible closers are that the Heat could target, O'Neal wouldn't get specific, simply saying that Riley, quote, has a lot of names in mind. A lot of names, says O'Neal. I don't want to get people in trouble, but he has a lot of names.
First of all.
End quote.
First of all. Let's be clear.
What?
Shaq talking about he helped build the culture.
That was a whopper.
Okay.
But he did win the championship. He promised a championship.
He won.
And he brought a championship.
I'm also say this. Okay. Heat culture does not recognize Fat Shaq.
That's fair.
Okay.
That being said, it sounds like he's talked to Pat. But now I'll also leave. He's got a little whopper teller in him from time to time, the big whopper. Sometimes he will tell some whoppers.
He's down with UD, right?
And Dr. Toboggan said it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard anyone take responsibility for creating Heat culture.
Well, that's Shaquille O'Neal.
Which, if there's anybody who shouldn't be saying that, it's Fat Shaq.
Hold on.
Don't call him Fat Shaq.
I will not let these disparaging remarks about Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm not saying he wasn't great. I'm not saying that. You misunderstand what I'm saying.
He might have not started Heat culture, but you know what he started? Heat championship culture.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about Heat culture. Because if you listen to everything that Tobin just read, everything was all about championships. He even said, Pat doesn't want to win. Pat wants to win championships. There's winning and there's winning championships. So
agreed.
It's To Pat, success is only about winning a title. So that's why he was brought.
And he did it.
And he did it.
And he did it.
So he brought championship winning culture.
Two incredible seasons. Two incredible seasons and then fistfights. Now, again, though, and you'll do this from time to time. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. No, don't. Look at me. I want you to look at me. No, you're side-eyeing. Stop watching the open. It's up there. Listen, you ignoring, you're doing this thing you do where you like to get held up on another part of the quote about heat culture. What about the part where he says that Pat Riley has a lot of names in mind, but he's being sneaky about it. He doesn't want to reveal, which to me sounds like he knows something.
You want me to tell you what it
he
sounds
something.
Like?
He knows something.
It sounds like last time everybody opened their mouth and said, I want to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And Miami thought they had an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out.
Oh,
so now he's going to zip it and just let it happen.
Mm. But he know. But you would agree then. He knows something.
So you're saying there's whale signs.
You would agree.
There whale signs? Totally.
You would agree. Yeah, I think what Shaquille O'Neal is saying is, now, I don't know who that is. Okay? Could be Giannis. Could be LeBron. I don't know. Hard to say. It's hard to say. But Leroy, you're telling me in the same week, and you know what happens in Vegas? Hobnobbing. Okay? You're telling me in the same week, Mike Miller, Shaquille O'Neal, both had conversations, riffing, and they say Pat Riley's up to something?
All right.
You don't think that's a little, J-Fig? J-Fig says don't!
Out of nowhere.
Yup.
I don't know.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Dramatic entrance?
Hey, J-Fig. I mean, like, I could be Jack Reacher every now and again, okay? I don't think I'm reaching that much here.
You're not reaching.
I don't think I'm reaching that much here.
I would call you out.
Yes, you know I would call you out. I would, you know, but I'm like, I see it. It's got traction because you know why? It's not some, what's the word that they have for, like, news that are not is not factual that like
it's not like some cheap fodder
right.
Cocksure
is that the word it's something like to that word something to that effect but it's not true it's just speculation and everything mm-hmm. like that you said two legitimate sources
yep
you said Mike Miller and you said Shaquille O'Neal why is it
credible
legitimate
names.
Credible names
yep
two players who played for the Heat
yep
two guys who are very good friends with Udonis Haslam
mm-hmm
and Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's an agent.
Yep.
So he has to talk to these guys all the time.
And Shaq is Shaq.
And Shaq is Shaq.
I think you're coming around. I can see the look in your face.
He has no.
You don't want to relent, but I can see by the look in your face. You think something's up.
He's boxed
in. The second
in.
You mentioned Shaquille O'Neal,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't fight you on it.
Oh, and then when he said the championship culture, and I neutralized that by mm-hmm. saying, yeah. The Heat culture versus championship culture, I neutralize
you. What do
you
say over there? What do you say there, Leroy Horde? Pretty quiet over there.
You're real quiet.
I'm just listening.
I've never heard you this quiet.
Yeah, I know you love Justin Thomas, but you're not looking for a putt from Justin Thomas.
I know you're not
like
watching
that.
Golf.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see! You going to make me hit the promo lady?
Yeah. He checked. Said it perfectly. Shaq also threatened to punch RG3 in the mouth.
Yeah, because he's sick and tired of him talking about Angel Reese.
He's tired of him of RG3's Angel Reese nonsense.
And that's like Angel Reese is like a niece to him.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you see,
very close. See, he knows things.
All right. We'll see.
Tobin, you won.
I think so. That's as close. It's as close as I'm gonna get.
Well, here, I want things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That right now they almost seem like they've built everything around it. Here's the thing I'm worried about. To get any of those people you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to have to give up?
Forget about that. You always want to do that.
Why?
Just enjoy the process right now. Forget about what we're giving away. Enjoy the ride, baby. And there could be things. You know what it sounds like?
If they have their eyes on someone, they know who they're going to give
away. Exactly, Jennifer.
Okay.
And just so, like, you know, you go with that how you will.
Okay.
We'll take a break.
Don't mess up. Don't lose.
Yeah, don't lose. Don't get my hopes up. Hey, hey!
Scream at that window from me, Tobin.
Don't have Shaquille O'Neal and Mike Miller getting my hopes up, and all you're bringing me back is somebody on a 10-day. All right?
Don't give a cheap offering. Don't do that.
Take a break. Goosies No Goosies is next. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got the Open Championship going on right now.
Rashee Rice,
according to Adam Schefter, Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, sentenced to 5 years probation, 30 days in jail.
Man, that's not bad.
That was for his hit and run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe it or not, the 30 days is not the hard part.
It's the 5 years of probation.
Yeah. Because I don't think people are familiar with probation.
Yeah, he probably can't.
So if you do anything that gets you in trouble, you got to go back to jail and finish that 5 years in jail. So if he do something stupid or, you know, get caught in another incident,
mm-hmm.
they can say, yeah, you
Your mans can't even get in trouble.
Nope.
If he has a he's been in jail or anything like that, or he has a warrant or anything like that. You can't be associated with anything that has any criminal connotation.
ESPN writes, the NFL can now expedite the disciplinary process of Rice. He will likely get a multi-game suspension at some point for the upcoming season.
So what I don't understand, and here's the thing that I understand, but I never – you go through this court process.
Yep.
And you get a penalty. And then the NFL comes over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean –
they've been doing that since Ray Rice.
I know. I understand it. But it's two different situations. You were in an accident, right?
Yeah, an accident where he was going 120 miles an hour and crashed into people.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what it was, a car accident, right? What is that conduct detrimental?
Probably.
So that means that every person that gets a ridiculous ticket is going to be suspended, or
he got charged with aggravated assault for this because he goes a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he left the scene. So. Yeah. It's not like he just got caught speeding.
No, I know. I understand the accident and making a run for it.
What do you think the Chiefs care for more for? He recovers from his knee injury, or that he's a.
Well, he's probably going to miss half. If he's got the this, do injury games count? No, right?
No.
What did he never went to jail? He never spent time in jail.
No, he's got to do 30 days.
So he has to do 30. Okay, so
right.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it on the weekend. KCP was doing it for the Lakers.
The weekend jail. I'm familiar with that. When I had to do my 3 days, one of the reasons why I got 3 days was because when I went up there and the guy said you were doing 165.
You got it for SAS.
Jeez.
And he said I could give you 10 days. And I was like, 10 days? The dude before me got his fourth DUI and he goes to weekend jail, and the guy said 3 days for being a smart ass, but it was a valid point.
Well, he looked out for you.
No, he didn't. You get 10 days for a speeding ticket? I was the first person in the history of Ohio to go to jail for a speeding ticket.
I mean, a great honor.
I don't know if you want that distinction.
I don't want it. And the crazy thing was, dude, we got off the plane. They were literally waiting for me like SWAT. Like, really?
Really? For a speeding ticket?
Yes! That's my point!
But you are the running back of the Cleveland Browns, so you know.
We were 3-13.
Yeah, you're still big. Yeah. You're still big things.
So I wasn't, like, I get it. I did my 3 days or whatever, and then when I was in when
that's messed up.
Yeah, I had to share a cell with another guy. It was Barney Fife jail. It wasn't even like, it wasn't lockup. It was like the city, like the local town lockup, like Barney Fife or whatever.
Time out. Hold on, I got to ask you a question.
What's up?
So it was 3 days, right?
Yeah.
So that means you went one weekend and then you had to go another for one day the next weekend?
New Year's Eve, I was in jail.
Man. Wait, they got you doing
right
New
after
Year's
the season
Eve?
Ended.
Oh, that's nasty work.
Right.
Wait, was it a weekend? Because here's the thing.
No, I don't even remember. It was like, it
was
dude,
it a long
you know,
weekend?
Like, think about this. In football, you don't know what day of the week it is. You just know when you play and setting up. So when we got back, right? We got back. They allowed me to go home and, you know, drop my stuff off and then get a ride to jail, right? And I had an officer with me the whole time. Like, really? You think I'm going to make a run for it?
Heat Check says, I'm tired of everybody driving everywhere like they're playing Grand Theft Auto.
I agree.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for Goosies, No Goosies?
Well, the other day we were talking about the Cup Tracker.
Ooh. Yeah, Cup Tracker. Florida Panthers have a Cup Tracker on their
Stanley
website.
Stanley Cup. I'm sorry.
It sounds like you said Cup Tracker.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right.
Cup Tracker? That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Well, today I have AJ Greer with his cup
today. Oh, adorable. Little AJ Greer.
Isn't that funny? He's holding the kid looking all cute and he's a rubber rouser.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, he is. He definitely.
Does this give you the goosies?
Yeah, it gives me the goosies. And I imagine that AJ Greer's adorable little son is going to be, you know, throwing bows and throwing hands at his little kindergarten soon.
You said what?
Takes the shirt off the kid. But that's Goosies to me. Happy for AJ Greer enjoying his first cup. Well done by him. Leroy?
I like it.
All right. Goosies?
Goosies, yeah.
You scared me for a second.
It's cool. Like, I appreciate the fact that like they are really celebrating this championship. I also appreciate how these guys can get back to work. But I've never had the opportunity to enjoy something like this. So when I see them enjoying it and they all look like they're having a great time and I'm thinking they earned it.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Goosies galore. I mean, I love seeing the babies in the cup. Last year it was Jonah Gajewicz having his twins that were days born, and then this year he put them side by side again and did like a little comparison of a year. It was super cute.
Time fly. Vlad,
Goosey's galore, man. It's Goosey's galore. Come on, yeah. It's the cup, the kid.
It's cool, especially because it's one thing to have Goosey's your team galore. Win, but we genuinely like every guy on that team. In the last 3 years, you've never said that this guy's a jackass or this guy doesn't do. Every single person we talk about that have come through here, we have said, oh, no, we lost so-and-so.
Yep.
So it's a really cool thing that they've had going on for the last 3 years, and it's enjoyable.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we were talking about enjoyable players. Now we're going to talk about Jake Paul.
Oh, no, you're not.
His next fight is looking like it's going to be against Anthony Joshua.
What? Now that's what I'm talking about.
Dude. Wait, Jake Paul's fighting Anthony Joshua? That man is going
like
on a roid rage.
Whew. He's going to have to hit him up right before he go into the ring.
Goodness gracious.
What is it going to be? But dude, can I just side note? I was flicking through channels this weekend
because,
it was Slim Pickens, right? Pillow fighting was on ESPN.
I saw that.
Was it really?
I'm sorry, what?
Dude, pillow fighting. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Can you get a knockout?
No! It's a pillow!
You watch 5 minutes of it, I bet you.
Anyone's gonna
yes, because I was trying to figure out what's like, what are we doing?
Can we gamble on it?
Probably. I mean, because think about this. You can't throw a quick jab with a pillow. Right? So all you saw was this. Whoosh. Whoosh.
You could throw a quick jab with a pillow.
No, you can't.
It's like snapping a towel.
Really? Dude, it's a pillow. It ain't a towel.
I know, but you could hold it by the edge and just, like, quickly just boom.
It was unbelievable. I'm like, this is what my weekend has become.
Man, I was never an athlete, but I could get into this.
Pillow fighting?
If I don't show up to work, my hold on.
You know she like ruffling feathers?
Wait.
You know she likes ruffling feathers?
Jennifer.
The feathers.
Right? When you tell guys I could get into pillow fighting, what they saw on ESPN is not what they're thinking.
Nope.
I'm going to just
exactly.
say that.
They're thinking right.
it's
something.
Gonna pull the rug
they're,
from
right. They're thinking anyone. More along the lines of.
Something Love Island-y.
What is it? Lingerie well, you know football? What?
Sorry. I'm coming in aggressive.
Well, I got the Goosies.
I'm coming in hot.
I got the Goosies for Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. That's what I'm talking about.
Because you want to see like him get knocked into the, another realm.
It's not even a matter of that. It's just a matter of
real
like
fighter.
That's a freak fight. Like that's what I want to see. Like this whole him fighting for the championship is stupid. It's a waste of time. Fight Anthony Joshua.
So,
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Paul has fought a myriad of fighters, and now he's about to go and fight a guy who was once the heavyweight champion of the world.
Two-time.
Dude, it's not going to.
The roids that this man has taken.
It doesn't matter.
It's crazy. Dude, Anthony Joshua is literally, he's what, 220, 230 pounds easy?
He's huge.
And then Jake Paul just fought Julio Cesar Chavez, who's nothing but a middleweight.
Yep.
So you're going to have to gain at least 60 pounds.
And not a guy who's 100 years old either.
Right. You're going to gain 60 pounds. For a guy who was a two-time heavyweight champion.
So
yeah, he don't, man. Listen, if he beats that man, we all know he's getting paid for that.
They said Jennifer's pillow is filled with Washington's feathers.
Oh, man.
They're right. It's where she hit me.
What do you got, the Goosies?
Yes, because Goosies. I think.
Goosies galore.
Look, if anything, we're looking at this and thinking, at least it's going to be a fight, right? And
or not, because, like, Anthony Joshua stepped in there. Remember, Francis Ngannou fought Anthony Joshua after knocking down Tyson Fury, and it was like, eh, maybe he's got a shot. And Anthony Joshua killed Francis Ngannou.
Right, but these right. two, those two were actually fighting.
Yes.
This is WWE.
No.
You think
no. There's certain people.
This guy's got a lot of money.
Dude, wait.
I don't know
can
if they
I
have
just
enough money
this?
For him to
Vlad.
Take a dive.
Vlad. Joshua?
Vlad.
Yeah.
Understand this.
They can't mess
this
up.
This guy is a knockout artist. He is not a boxer.
It's not embarrassing if he loses to Anthony Joshua.
Leroy, I know that. Anthony Joshua, if Anthony Joshua does Anthony Joshua things, Jake Paul might end up like how Martin looked like when he fought Tommy Hearns. Okay? All right?
Yeah.
But Jake Paul knows if he takes a loss, this ride is over.
Right.
Everybody that's around this know this ride is over if he loses.
Mm-hmm.
He just did the promotions for that Netflix fight between Serrano and what's that lady that beat him for the third
Katie
time?
Katie Taylor.
Katie Taylor for mm-hmm. the third time. So, like, he's trying to get into these things. He takes an L, this operation, that stops operation.
Because it's kind of what everybody wants to see. Like, everybody, if he does take the L, like, if he gets knocked out into the shadow realm, like, I think you get everybody happy. And then
right.
I think it's like.
But who's going to want to see him? Who's going to want to see him fight anymore?
I don't think people are going to stop hating on this guy. I don't know.
Who's going to want to see him fight anymore?
I don't know. I don't know who there is to fight after you fight Anthony Joshua. Like, because I know the talk was he was going to fight Gervonta Davis, but Gervonta Davis is the size of a garden gnome. Now, I still think he could beat Jake Paul. But it's one of these things where, like, this is a legitimately, yeah, this is the first.
This is one of those fights that he
I think Jay's
after
right.
it's over, he can say, I'm retired from boxing.
I think Jay's right. I think Jay's right. Making the last big payday, this is starting to lose its steam.
I agree.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same anymore. It's not.
Fighting a 35-year-old, finally, like somebody who's not completely over the hill, but, like, is not, you only know what he was. He's not at the peak of his powers. There's not really a fight for him. Who does Anthony Joshua? He's lost to Usyk twice. The Fury fight doesn't seem like it's coming to fruition, so
I mean, he still could fight, you know, Wilder.
He could fight Wilder. He could. I mean, I honestly think
Wilder
that,
might have to fight Jake Paul soon.
I honestly think it's probably one of those things where he's probably more scared of Deontay Wilder because Deontay Wilder is like a loose cannon. Like, I wouldn't want to fight him because he's like, he's not going to play the game. He's not going to let, like, Deontay Wilder's not going to carry you through rounds. He's like, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to knock you out in a round.
Right. Anyway. But that's when you get into the heavyweight division, that's what they are.
Yep.
There's no, I mean, like, boxers and jabbers and stuff like that in the heavyweight division, they're like, they're going for blood.
Leroy, we all know you always have a comment about people's size and weight and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Joshua is 6'6", 245 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul is not that.
No, I know.
That boy should be sent to another realm, like Toby said.
Yeah.
But we know this doesn't happen.
And here's the other thing.
If he's not taking
When you're fighting a guy that still thinks he can fight, and you start talking trash to him, right? There ain't going to be no negotiations in the ring.
I also don't think that he's – the one thing I would say, Vlad, is this getting put together by Turkey a la Shake. And him and Jake Paul kind of had like a frostiness, and now he's getting into bed with him too. So I don't think he's going to have the control of the money because, like, Jake Paul's got a lot of money, but he don't got Turkey money.
Right. Oh, wait, this isn't Turkey.
This is Turkey's fight.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, I got the Goosies. J-Fig?
No, but if he gets knocked out?
No Goosies.
Vlad?
Goosies, if Joshua sends him to another realm.
Yep, that's where I am.
The shadow realm.
I got Goosies because this is the first real time
like I really want
where
to see
he's fighting somebody where you go, I mean, he might have took too big of a bite.
Like, he gets an uppercut from Joshua. If I want his feet to go in the air like he's being sent to orbit.
Or he's going
to
look like
to be a meme.
Or he's going
to
look like Ocho.
This is why he's got you. But
yes. I want him all, butt in the air. Oh, man. Nastiness if he gets knocked out and his butt's in the air.
Total respect if he takes this fight. Like, seriously.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's a scary fight.
Or they're just talking.
No, I think it's going to happen.
Sounds like it's happening, dude.
Because I don't think Joshua hasn't really have another fight to fight.
It's not, Eddie Hearn's out here, his promoter, saying he'll accept.
Somebody said tens of millions will pay to see that. Right. Like, this is, if you want to have a swan song, get a swan song where you leave the ring eating a Caesar salad.
A lot of people hope it's your swan song.
Here's what he does, honestly. Like, if he does actually think he's in danger and then, like, does the coward's way out, like, does a walk out of the ring afterwards, like,
ooh.
Jake Paul just takes the money and run.
Dude. Nah, we want, you ever seen the meme of the Africans holding that,
like, if, I know, you want to see the casket, but imagine
I want to see the casket, Vlad, I want to see people walk, like, dancing with the casket.
Imagine,
what, you in Wakanda right now?
Yeah, like,
they got Jake Paul,
imagine if Jake,
crazy.
Like, it'd be great.
Wait, and you got to play it.
Exactly, but my process, you play my
What's wrong with you guys?
But imagine Jake Paul does this, right?
So a New Orleans funeral where they second line it.
Imagine Jake Paul goes in there and like he lets AJ just throw one jab, boom, and then he just goes down. Ah! Oh, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.